Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line. He is Dr. Amit Mall. He's the CEO of Echo Energy and a senior lecturer at the Reichman University in Herzliya. So if you have been reading Israeli press, you will have seen there's been news about a $35 billion gas deal between Israel and Egypt. And we are going to chat about that. Dr. Mall, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Mall, that's a huge deal, $35 billion. Talk to me, is this the largest deal in Israel's history?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's the largest export deal in Israel. The deal is to export to Egypt 130 billion cubic meters BCMs of natural gas from 2030 to 2040. By the Leviathan gas field.
Dr. Mall, why is this important from Egypt's perspective? I seem to remember that there are many gas fields in the Sinai. Why do they even need the Israeli natural gas?
Indeed, until 3 years ago, they used to be a gas exporter. They have two LNG liquefaction plants. But in the past 3 years, there is a major shortage of gas created in Egypt, and they are now importing gas from Israel, and also they are importing liquefied natural gas, LNG. So they need a lot of gas for the domestic utilization.
And in what way does this agreement strengthen Israel's position, say, as a regional energy power, and what kind of investments or revenues are expected from it?
So indeed, it's about a $35 billion deal, and the investments required are to enhance, or basically it's a phase two of the Leviathan field development, which will cost about $2.5 billion, and another $1 billion pipeline in addition to the two existing export pipelines, already exporting gas, or another gas via the Negev to Sinai to export additional quantities of gas. So we're talking about a total of $3.5 billion investments, and then revenues of which about $20 billion is going to be government take. These are taxes to the government via royalties and excess and company corporate tax, and also taxes to the sovereign national fund.
Dr. Mall, I was reading a little about the deal, and to my surprise, nowhere did I see any sort of conditionality on improving normalization with Egypt. There's been a peace treaty in place for many, many years, super important deal, but a very cold peace. Why was there no conditionality added to this about improving relations on the diplomatic front?
So it's a cold peace because there's a major I would say resistance to Israel or hate to Israel among the in the Egyptian people, and it's very difficult to overcome that. But strategically, the relations are very, very important both to Israel and to Egypt. There was some tension built vis-a-vis the Gaza crossing in Rafah. Because exactly. The Egyptians are concerned that Palestinians from Gaza will immigrate or pass to Egypt, and via this issue, there was some tension. Israel, they think, pleased the Egyptians that there is no intention to send Gazans to Egypt in this respect. And also the delay in Israel in improving the Israeli government, improving, approving this deal, caused some concern in Egypt because they are really needing, they really need the gas. So I think President Trump really pushed Israel since Chevron, an American company, is the operator of the field, of the Leviathan field. President Trump also pushed Netanyahu in this front, and I understand that the meeting is scheduled between President Assisi of Egypt and Mr. Netanyahu, possibly at the end of the month, at Trump's home in Florida.
Why was there a reluctance or delay on the side of the Israelis?
One of the issues was a domestic pricing issue of the gas, because the price of gas in Israel is among the lowest in the world, and the export price is much higher. So since the export price is much higher, there is a tendency, and a monopoly was developed here in Israel, because now two fields operated by Chevron. There is a concern by the government that the prices of the gas, domestic prices, are going to increase. And there's going to be a shortage of gas in the peak demand hours, like the hottest hours in summer or coldest hours in winter, because of the export and then not sufficient gas to the Israeli market. Those issues were resolved by some clauses in the contract, in which in times of peak demand in Israel, the contract is going to be interrupted. That is going to be lack of that is a temporary temporary halt in gas supply to Egypt in such times. So those issues were resolved, and the deal was approved.
Final question for you, Dr. Moore. What do you see as the biggest long-term impact here? Are we talking economic stability? Are we talking regional diplomacy or energy security?
So the many people use the terms that the strategic importance of the deal and enhancing the relations with Egypt. Also, Jordan is 70% of the gas in Jordan, of the electricity in Jordan, is produced by the gas from Israel. I'm not so sure that's the issue, because it can work both ways. Like in strategic tension, such a deal can enhance relations, or we saw several examples, like Mr. Putin cut the flow of gas to Europe and so on and so forth, and vice versa. But no doubt that the building dependency in energy supply might be viewed as a positive thing. I'm not so sure that's the case.
Dr. Amit Moore, fascinating discussion. Thank you for your time here on Chai FM this morning.
Good morning.